Larry Quinn is joining us. He is the former managing partner of the Buffalo Sabres, and also joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankus. Thank you so much for being with us, Larry. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Larry, what do you believe is the biggest issue facing the Buffalo School District at this point?
Boy, there's so many, but I think the principal, well, the biggest issue, obviously, is that there are so many failing schools where they're unable to provide kids an education that's going to make them meet really pretty much minimum education standards. With that goes a whole myriad of things, but I think this, the principal issue that I'd like to focus on is having choice for parents, that they can choose a school and not be forced to send their child to a failing school. So, I mean, I think, you know, if I could summarize it, that would be the principal issue.
How do you see them accomplishing that, though, as a policy and making those changes with so much division on the board?
I don't think you can with division on the board. I think that's why I'm running. I saw the board as being dysfunctional, that not unified, not really thinking long term. And I think I see a lot of people protecting special interests. And so I'm trying to elevate this thing and create a board that's going to think bigger and longer term.
You've also indicated that you believe Superintendent Pamela Brown should be fired. Could you elaborate on why you think that?
Well, I think it speaks to the question I just answered, in that we have a very difficult problem. Turning around a district like this is complex. It requires the best leadership. From what I've been able to see, she really hasn't demonstrated much leadership at all. And, you know, there's been a series of, you know, secretive dealings and trying to appoint people that ultimately were interns to run the district. And so all those things, and I'm not trying to target her as the problem with the school district. I just think that, you know, I think it's the Peace Corps saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. She's clearly not part of the solution. So I think we've got to get new leadership there.
You've been off the Buffalo landscape for a while. Why now? Why your interest in serving for the Buffalo Board of Education?
Well, I've been very blessed. I've done really well in Buffalo. I have the ability to do it, both resources and time. I think I've got the experience. You know, as you say, I've been kind of involved in different things for over 40 years. And I was asked by a number of people to consider it. I did. And then when I started meeting with parents and people in the school movement, reform ed, charter movement, various Buffalo public school teachers, it made me very clearly feel the crisis that this is in. And I thought, you know, I think it's important to give back, and that's why I'm doing it.
Do you expect to fill out the 5-year term?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I said to Tiffany at her interview, I hope I live that long. But so, yeah, I don't have any expectation about running for other political office or doing anything. In fact, I would, you know, write any document people want that I would commit that I wouldn't do that.
You've talked also about charter schools, particularly finding ways to encourage them to come to the city.
Right.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on why you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I've spent, first of all, a lot of time talking to kids in charter schools and asked them what the experiential difference was between where the traditional school they came from and the charter school. And these were kids in different schools, different neighborhoods, different ethnicities. And it was remarkable how all their answers were the same. I was in schools before where nobody cared about me. I was in a school where I felt like I was a number. I was in a school where I went through a metal detector and felt like a criminal. So you take young children, you make them feel that way. It's really terrible. And I don't find that in the charter movement. I mean, I saw, and it's, first of all, the charter movement and the traditional public schools are all public schools. So the differentiation needs to go away in my mind. The ways we can help them in New York City, they've had a wonderful experience where actually charter schools are allowed to operate out of public school buildings. Here in Buffalo, they're not. You also need to plan for it. I think we really need to look at this district and say, okay, what is the right size, what's the right number of charter schools based on parent preference? Right now, we've got about 10,000 kids that are trying to get into charter schools. So to me, that's a pretty good indication that the parents of 10,000 children would like that experience. So I think we need to plan for it, which would mean really downsizing the traditional school, increasing the charter, plan for it in a systematic way so you don't have these giant budget impacts that we're having now, and do it. Just plan for it. To me, it's choice.
School board member Carl Palladino was one of those who convinced you to run. Do you expect to be an ally?
Carl asked me. I will be, definitely. I'm a big fan of what Carl's doing. And let's kind of get that on the table. Carl Paladino has put a light on the problems of these school districts that was never there before. But it's not why I'm running. Carl asked me to run, but I'm running because after he asked me, I started engaging in parents and students and people who are trying to make a difference. And what I found was disempowerment, frustration. Here's a very graphic example of that. The District Parents Council, if I'm saying that correctly, at least the Parents Leadership Council, to me is one of the most vibrant and important organizations to engage in. They represent the parents. And in board meetings, we have union members at the table, but not parents. They're out in the peanut gallery. They're allowed to speak if they can get on the list for 3 minutes of meeting. I see this as an engagement of parents with the board. I'm prepared to move right away to give them the same representation on the board table as the union. I'd also probably ask the mayor to participate as well. And so that's why I'm running, to engage these people, to be, create a bridge for people that have the stake in it, the interest and the energy, to empower them so that they can make these changes that they're so desperately trying to make.
We're almost out of time. Tiffany, do you have a quick follow-up for us?
I think we could ask, you know, and this kind of dovetails on that. You've also seen a lot of support from high-named people in the mm-hmm. business community.
Right.
You know, and there might be some segments of the community that see that critically as an effort of business to kind of come in and take over the school
yeah.
district. So how would you respond to those concerns?
Very simply, we have a system that's been in place for, 30 years, where we have these elections that take place in a different part of the year in May, not in part of the general election. They've been typically controlled by special interests for a long, long time. How do they control it? They keep voter turnout low. They make it highly political. It's been a stepping stone for people that want to go into other political office, and we see it time and time again. So to beat that system, you're going to need a lot of financial support. You're not just going to be able to do it by talking. You have to reach people and communicate with them. So it's expensive. The people that have helped my campaign have all done it because they believe that I can help and they want to change the system. I have refused checks from people that have any business with the school board. I won't accept them. I don't think it's right, quite frankly, for candidates to take money from the teachers union, who is part of our somebody we have to collectively bargain with. I think they shouldn't do that, and I haven't been doing that.
Larry Quinn, unfortunately, we're out of
time,
but thank you so much for your comments and your remarks on issues.
Thanks for having me.